So today is, as we've heard, is the most auspicious day. The appearance of that Ladini Shakti of Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani. And we heard that Radharama Maharaj very sweetly described how Balaram appeared to have made ready for Krishna's appearance, and both Krishna and Balaram appeared to make ready for Radharani's appearance. And actually there's a very interesting verse, purport by Srila Prabhupada in the 10th canto, the 5th chapter, 18th verse. Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi, Tatha Arambya Nandesya Vraja Sarva Samridhiman Harir Nivasat Magunai Rama Krida Mabunripa. O Maharaj Prikshit, the home of Nanda Maharaj is eternally the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His transcendental qualities. It is therefore also always naturally endowed with the opulence of all wealth. Yet, beginning from Lord Krishna's appearance there, it became the place for the pastimes of the goddess of fortune. Now listen carefully to this purport by Srila Prabhupada, most amazing. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, the abode of Krishna is always served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. Wherever Krishna goes, the goddess of fortune naturally resides with him. The chief of the goddesses of fortune is Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Krishna's appearance in the land of Vraj indicated that the chief goddess of fortune, Radharani, would also appear there very soon. You understand the meaning of that? Everybody thinks, just like we had monster crowd here for Jamashtami, everybody thinks that's the main festival. But here Prabhupada says Jamashtami is just the indication that Radhastami is coming. He said, therefore, Krishna's appearance in the land of Raj indicated, that's just the indication, that's not the real festival. It's an indication that very soon the chief of the goddesses of fortune, Srimati Radharani, would appear there. So this is the real festival. So somehow or other, though I'm very fallen and completely enwrapped in illusion, and I have so many good friends in my heart, like lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, but somehow the Vaishnavas have asked me to speak something about Srimati Radharani. Of course, I'm only able to speak only by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Because we heard in Bhagavad Gita that Krishna says, that person who spreads my glories, there's never going to be a servant more dear to me than him. He said, never has there been, nor there ever be someone more dear to me than that person. And Srila Prabhupada spread the glories of Radha and Krishna all over the whole planet, so we can't imagine anyone more dear to Radharani than Srila Prabhupada. He's the incarnation of Srimati Radharani's compassion. Our Raghunath Das Goswami, he says that Karunaya Vidravad Deha. Karun, we know, means compassion. So Karunaya, that when we put an ending on it in Sanskrit, then it becomes by compassion, because of compassion. Karunaya Vidravad. Vidravad means to melt. And Deha, we all know Deha, right? What is that verse in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita? Okay, that means some people are studying Prabhupada's books. Okay. Deha means body. So ordinary living beings, their hearts melt with compassion, but Srimati Radharani, her whole body melts with compassion. Her whole body melts with compassion. And Srila Prabhupada has kept those little drops of Radharani's melted compassion in his books, and devotees are going and distributing that melted compassion of Srimati Radharani and all the fallen conditioned souls. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he also has this very golden complexion, because Radha Bhava Duti Subhalitam, Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Nomi Krishna, he's Krishna himself. But Radha Bhava Duti, duty means luster. He's accepted that Karunmai Bhav of Srimati Radharani and her luster to save the most fallen souls. So only by their mercy, Srila Prabhupada's mercy, will be able to speak anything about Srimati Radharani. So this is the eighth day of the dark half of the month of Bhadra, or on our calendar it says Rishikesh. So that eighth day of the, excuse me, this is the bright half. Dark half was, that was Krishnastami. This is Radhastami. The bright half, because Radharani is very bright. So she's born on the bright half of the month of Rishikesh, on the Ashtami, the eighth day. So we're celebrating that wonderful appearance. To understand Radharani, Srila Prabhupada has written many, many things to help us understand exactly who is Srimati Radharani. Just like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the fourth chapter is all about one verse. I believe it's the fifth verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita, but in the fourth chapter it's described Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvipara Dehabedam Gathoto Chaitanya Kyam Aduna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Duti Subhalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Over and over again, Prabhupada quotes this verse so that we understand very carefully the position of Srimati Radharani and Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Radha Krishna Pranaya. Pranaya means loving pastimes between young boys and young girls. But this is not ordinary thing. Just like when we go on the train, we see everybody reading, what is that? Manohar Kanya. Enchanting stories, young boys and young girls. Not like that. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikrita, Ladini Shakti Rasmat. It is manifestation of Radha, of Krishna's own Ladini Shakti. Not ordinary thing. Just like our dear temple president, Panchagoda Prabhu, he started off with this Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate, song by Rupa Goswami. All glories to Radharani, the beloved of Krishna. Gokula Tarani Mandala Mohite. That all the circle of girls of Gokul, even they're bewildered by seeing the beauty. Even girls are bewildered by seeing the beauty of Radharani. And Prabhupada says, this Rupa Goswami, he's a big, big scholar, big pundit. He knows so many languages, Persian, Hindi, Sanskrit, Bengali, so many languages, you know, so he's a big scholar. Why he's writing song about little girl? Young girl, why he's writing Taruni? But the last line says, Sanaka Sanatan Varnita Charite. Sanaka and Sanatan, they're two of the four Kumaras. They're standing here representative of all the four. And the four Kumaras, we know, they've been brahmacharis for millions of years since beginning of universe. Varnita Charita, even they're glorifying Srimati Radharani. So we're not talking about ordinary girl. How will we be able to understand all these things? Very difficult. But Chaitanya Kam Prakuda Aduna Tadvayam Chaikyam Aptam. Well, first of all, we forgot, there's one line here, it's very important. First of all, Radha and Krishna are not two, they're one. Ekatmana vapi bhuvipara deha bedam gatoto. Ekatmanam, they're one soul. Deha bedam, we just heard deha means body or form. Bedam, it's like we're studying the chintya beda bed. They have divided in two forms, one soul in manifesting in two bodies, two forms. Ek pran do de. Amazing. When did they divide? Gatoto. Since eternal time. Nobody can say. Prabhupada said, nobody can say when they divided. How we'll understand? Chaitanya kam prakatam aduna tadvayam chaikyamartam. Aduna means modern. It's like you go to Delhi, you see all the time. Adunik fashion. So when Lord Brahma's age is millions and billions of years, 500 years is modern times. In this modern time, tadvayam, you can understand those two, cha ekyam aptam, they again became one. Cha ekyam aptam, chaikyam aptam, they again became one. Chaitanyakyam, that is known as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only by His divine mercy will we ever, maybe after 50,000 lifetimes, understand the mysteries of Radha and Krishna. Then he tells more secret thing. We just quoted that Radha Bhava Duti Savalitan Nomi Krishna Sarupam. He's Krishna himself. But he's manifesting that Bhav and duty, luster of Srimati Radharani. So Chaitanya Charitamrita has many wonderful verses. Radha Krishna Eka Atma Dui Deha Dari Anyonye Vilasa Rasa Aswadana Kari. Radha and Krishna, they're one soul. But dui dehadari, they have accepted two forms in order to relish a swadan. Just like we go to somebody's house, we say, oh, the prasad was swadist, very tasty. A swadan means to taste, to relish. They have accepted these two forms to relish wonderful pastimes between them.
Radhika hayena krishnera prana bikara surupa shakti ladini nama yanhara.
Radharani is a transformation of Krishna's love. She is known as the, in the Swarup Shakti, she's known as Ladini. Krishna's very being, we can speak like that, is called Swarup Shakti. And that Swarup Shakti, that pleasure-giving pose, Ladini, that is Srimati Radharani. Next verse describes this.
Anandam se ladini, sarab sa sandini, chiram se sambit, yara jnana karimani.
So, that sandini shakti, that is by which everything exists. Sandini shakti, everything exists by sandini shakti. And sambit, just like we know the word vidya, comes from this root, bit. Sambit shakti, by which there is knowledge. And third is Ladini Shakti, by which there is bliss. By which, not in this material world, this is Niranand. In the spiritual world, there's real Anand. So that is Ladini Shakti.
Ladinir Sara Prema, Prema Sara Bhava, Bhavera Parama Kasta, Nama Maha Bhava.
Oh, Chaitanya Charitamrita is so sweet. Let's listen to that again. You want to listen to that again?
Ladini sara prema, prema sara bhava, bhavera parama kasta nama maha bhava.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said the world will try to learn Bengali just to relish the verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita, even without understanding. It's so sweet. The sara means the essence of ladini is prema. The essence of prema is bhava, and bhava's extreme state is called mahabhava. That mahabhava, only Radharani has this mahabhava, this extreme ecstatic love for Krishna.
Mahabhava surupas, Sri Radha Thakurani, Sarva Gunakani, Krishna Kanta Shiromani.
It's so sweet. Mahabhava surupas, Sri Radha Thakurani, Sarva Gunakani, Krishna Kanta Shiromani. And the form of that Mahabhav is Sri Radha Thakurani. Sarva Guna Kani. Kani means mind. She is the mind of all good qualities. And Krishna Kanta Siromani. Of all of Krishna's associates, she is the crown jewel. Siromani means the crown jewel.
Then from Ujjala Nirmani, quotes in Bhakti Ratchamita, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Torapi Taror Apyubayor Madhye Radhika Sarva Adhika
Mahabhavas Rupeyam Guner Ati Varisyasi.
Among these two, Tayor means there's two, talking about Radharani and Chandravali. Then Radharani, she's the most greatest lover of Sri Krishna. Mahabhava Sarupa. She's the Sarupa of Mahabhava. And she's filled, Gunayar Ati Varishan. She's filled with so many wonderful qualities.
Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavi Bhavis Tabirya Eva Nija Rupate Akala Kali Goloka Eva Nivasat Yakilatma Bhuto Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami.
Of course, we know this is from Brahma Samhita. This verse from Brahma Samhita is saying that we worship that original Lord, Govindam, whose wonderful expansion is Srimati Radharani. And Radharani, she expands in so many forms to give pleasure to Krishna. All the sakis and everyone, they're all expansions of Radharani.
To give Krishna pleasure,
varieties of pleasure to Krishna. Krishna likes so many varieties of pleasure. So Radharani expands so many, all these expansions. It's called Kavya Vyuha Rupa. It's not really Kavya Vyuha. Kavya Vyuha is like Krishna. He expanded to be with all the gopis in the rasa dance, but everyone was the same. Same Krishna in every expansion was same Krishna. So this is called Kavya Rupa because all of Radharani's expansions, they're different. They're not the same like Radharani. Some is Lalita, Vishakha, all different varieties of sakis, even Chandravali, ultimately she's also, just to give varieties of a pleasure to Krishna. Prabhupada said, variety is the mother of enjoyment. So Radharani expands in all different, Kavya Vyuha Rupa, almost like Kavya Vyuha, but they're all different forms, to give varieties of pleasure to Krishna.
Krishna Kanta Gana Deki Trivida Prakara Eka Lakshmi Gana Pure Mahise Gana Ara Rajangana Rupa Ara Kanta Gana Sara Sri Radhika Haite Kanta Gane Ravistara.
So there's three different divisions. The Lakshmi is their one. Then there's the Braj Gopis, and all the girlfriends of Krishna. These are all expansions. Sri Radhika Haite Kanta Ganera Vistara. They're all expansions of Srimati Radharani.
Avatari Krishna Yaiche Kara Avatara Amsini Radha Haite Tina Ganera Vistara.
Krishna has appeared as Avatari, but Radharani has appeared as all these three types of associates to give pleasure. And wonderful verse.
Govinda Nandini Radha Govinda Mohini Govinda Sarvasa Sarvakanta Shiromani.
Govinda Nandini, who gives pleasure to Govinda Nandini Radha, that Radha who gives pleasure to Govinda.
Govinda Mohini, who completely bewilders the mind of Govinda.
Govinda Sarvasva, who's the be-all and end-all of Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna is only interested, his be-all and end-all is Srimati Radhika.
Sarvakanti Kanta Shiromani.
She is the crown jewel of all of Krishna's kantas, his dear devotee friends. Now very wonderful verse comes.
Devi Krishna Maya Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Maya Sarva Kanti Sanmoni Para.
All the verses next describe this verse. Devi means resplendent and most beautiful. Or else, it means the lovely abode of the worship and love sports of Sri Krishna.
Krishna Mayi means one who's within and without our Lord Krishna.
She sees Lord Krishna wherever she casts her glance. Therefore we see Radharani's eyes, they're all described as blue. That blue means kneel like Krishna. Sometimes I go in temples, I see Radharani looks like she's from Sweden or Switzerland or something. But her eyes are deep blue like Krishna. Because everywhere she looks, she sees Krishna.
Nila means that deep blue.
Or Krishna Mayi means that she is identical with the Lord, Krishna, for she embodies the mellows of love. The energy of Lord Krishna is identical with him. Radharani is the energy. Krishna is the energetic, but the energy and energetic, there's no difference. Just like we see that we can't imagine the sun without sunlight. They're both there. The sun is light, the sunlight is light. The sun is heat, the sunlight is heat. They're both the same. It's that way. Radha and Krishna, they're one. So she's Krishna Mayi, she's non-different from Krishna. Her worship, Aradhana, consists of fulfilling the desires of Lord Krishna. Therefore the Puranas call her Radhika. Her worship is to fulfill the desires of Sri Krishna. Even when she's in sulky mood, because that Krishna enjoys, he said, my mind is distracted from the flowery words, songs of the Vedas, by hearing my sakis chastise me with most terrible language. And my mind is distracted from the flowery words. So even Radharani's sulky mood is also to increase Krishna's pleasure, to fulfill Krishna's desire. So this word Radhika now is explained in the next verse, where this word comes from.
Anya radhitito nunam bhagavan harir ishvara yanno vihaya govinda pritoyam anayadraha.
This gopi, Bhagavatam never uses Radharani's name, is that this gopi has pleased, worshipped Aradhita, has worshipped Krishna very nicely. Therefore she has taken her to a secluded place. Raha means like rahasya, secret place. He has taken her away to a secret place. So Radharani, she worships Krishna the best, therefore her name is Radha or Radhika, because her aradhana is the best.
Therefore Radha is Parama Devata, the supreme goddess, and she is worshipable for everyone. She is the protector of all, and she is the master of the entire universe.
I've already described the meaning of Sarva Lakshmi. Radha is the original source of all the goddesses of fortune. Or, Sarva Lakshmi indicates that she fully represents the six opulences of Krishna. Therefore, she is the supreme energy of Lord Krishna. So two meanings, Sarva Lakshmi, like we said, all the goddesses of fortune expansions of Radharani, or Sarva Lakshmi means she represents the six opulences of Krishna. She is the supreme energy of Lord Krishna. The word Sarvakanti indicates that all beauty, luster, and luster rest in her body. All the Lakshmi derive their beauty from her. Sarvakanti, she's all beauty is described. That all the beauty of this world combined together cannot equal the beauty of the ray from the toenail of Srimati Radharani. You take all the beauty in this whole world, even by Kunta, and you put it all together, it doesn't even equal the beauty of the ray from the toenail of Srimati Radharani.
Kanti may also mean all the desires of Lord Krishna. All the desires of Lord Krishna rest in Srimati Radharani. Jagar Mohana Krishna Tanhara Mohini Ateva Samstera Para Thakurani.
Lord Krishna enchants the world, but Sri Radha enchants even him. Therefore she is the supreme goddess of all. Last word was Para. Para Thakurani.
Radha Purna Shakti Krishna Purna Shakti Man Duvi Vastu Veda Nai Shastra Praman.
You want to hear that one again? That's very sweet.
Radha Purna Shakti Krishna Purna Shakti Man Duvi Vastu Veda Nai Shastra Praman.
So all the Shastras are declaring that Radha and Krishna are Duvi Vastu Veda Nai. They're not two, they're one. So one day maybe we'll be able to understand all these deep intimate truths of the mystery of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna by the mercy of Prabhupada, our gurus, and the Vaishnavas. So taking permission from the Vaishnavas, we'll speak something about the appearance of Srimati Radharani. So to understand Radharani's appearance, We have to go back many, many thousands of years before. There was a beautiful prince named Suchandra, and a very beautiful princess named Kalavati. And their parents, seeing that their qualities were matching, with great pomp and ceremony, they arranged a wedding of those two. And most astonishing, after their very opulent wedding, they went to the forest to perform penances and austerities, sleeping on dry grass and leaves, eating only berries that monkeys ate in the forest. This was most astonishing. Because ordinarily, after we get married, then we think, oh, no more sleeping on a mat in ashram. Now I get nice, soft bed. No more temple prasad. Now I get nice puri and paneer sabji, halwa, sweet rice, pakoras. But they were sleeping on dry grass and dry leaves, eating berries that only monkeys eat. And they performed these austerities for a very, very long time. Finally, Lord Brahma, he appeared on his swan airplane. And he asked them what benediction they desired. For what purpose were they performing these austerities and penances? And they said, we want to get the consort of Lord Vishnu, Lakshmiji, as our daughter, in order to serve her in that form. And Brahma, he was so surprised. Wah, 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 what is this? Ordinarily, when it comes time to ask the benediction, everybody's got a big long list. I want this, and 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 this. And I want 90 days credit for the next austerity. I want this, and this, and this on credit. Give me a job and a car and a house by the sea, Swami Jai Jagadish Hari. But they were asking for service. So Brahma was very pleased. He said, not just Lakshmiji, you will get the Maha 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 Lakshmi, Srimati Radhika, the consort of Brijenda Nandan Shyam Sundar. She will become your daughter in your next incarnation. So it came to pass, they appeared, or actually there's some spiritual technology that we don't understand. Somehow they merged, because Brisabhanu and Kirtida are the eternal parents of Radharani. But this Suchandra and Kalavati merged within the form. This is some spiritual tech. We'll have to go back to Golok and understand all these things. But they merged with Kirtida and Brisabhanu. And again, seeing their matching qualities, their parents arranged a wonderful wedding for them. And Brisabhanu, he made his capital in a place called Ravel on the bank of the Jamuna. Actually, Jamuna used to, we go to Ravel, we see Jamuna is very, very far away, but she used to flow just beside the temple. In fact, they've kept a little lake there just to represent where Jamuna was flowing. And actually, in 2010, when there was bigger flood in the Jamuna than this year, the river was flowing right next to the temple. In fact, the very bottom step was all the way up to the bottom step. And that beautiful garden and that big brick, old ancient brick wall of that garden on the other side, you could see the water line. After the waters came down, you could see the water line. Oh, Jamuna was flowing right there. And he was a good friend of Nanda Baba, who was living nearby in Gokul, just down the bank of the Jamuna a little ways. And they were always desiring to have a daughter. Very mysteriously. They're like somebody, I can't remember who, I guess it was Radha Mama, I was saying everybody wants to get a son. But they were desiring to have a daughter. But somehow they got a son. Sridhama is the older brother of Srimati Radhika. But they had this intense desire to get a very wonderful daughter. So one day, it was the month of Bhadra, or we say Rishikesh in our calendar. It was the bright half of that month of Bhadra. It was the eighth day, Ashtami, of that month. This is second month of rainy season. Shravan or Sridhar, That is first month of rainy season, second month of rainy season. So just like every morning, like all of us, Brisabhanu, he got up before Mangal Arati to go take his bath in the Jamuna. On his way to the Jamuna, he saw something shining in the water. As he got closer, he saw there was a golden lotus flower with 1,000 petals sparkling in the water of Jamuna. As he got even closer, he saw within that golden 1,000-petal lotus flower, there was a very exquisitely beautiful baby girl. But as we described, this is second month of rainy season. You go see the Jamuna now. Heavy dhara is going on, current. Very heavy. He was unable to reach to that lotus flower. At that moment, Lord Brahma descended on his swan airplane. And he appeared there. And he reminded Brisabhanu of his previous benediction. One point, we shouldn't think that by the benediction of Lord Brahma that Radharani appears. This is all Lita. Brahma's benediction is just like, I bless all of you, tomorrow the sun will rise on your head. She doesn't appear by benediction of Lord Brahma. But this is like benediction like that. So he reminded of the previous benediction, and he plucked that girl from the lotus flower and put her gently in the arms of Brisabhanu. Brisabhanu saw she's so beautiful, golden color, so soft, so sweet, so exquisitely beautiful. He bowed before Lord Brahma, and he ran to the palace. Oh Devi, oh Devi, oh Devi, we got our daughter. Kirtida Maharani came running. She saw this beautiful golden baby girl with the arms of Brisabhanu. She just took that girl and held her very close to her breast. And she's feeling, oh, she's so soft, like butter. So beautiful, golden color, like molten gold. So beautiful hands and feet. So many auspicious markings in her hands and feet. So beautiful hair and so beautiful lips. So beautiful sesame flower-like nose. So beautiful, everything so beautiful, except her eyes were sealed shut. She was totally blind. But they thought, anyway, we got her daughter. She's so beautiful, she may be blind, doesn't matter. So meanwhile, Narad Muni was there with his Galaxy S7 loaded up with his astrology app, and he was calculating. And he calculated that this is the time and this is the place where that Ladini Shakti of Lord Krishna will appear. So he began to wander hither and thither, trying to find out where Radharani has appeared. He came to the palace of Brisabhanu. He knocked on the door. The doorman came, he saw it was Narad Muni. He ran to Brisabhanu that Narad Muni is here. Brisabhanu, the king, he personally came to the door to receive Narad Muni. Oh, Munivar, Padariye, please come. He sat him on his very own throne, the king's own throne. Birajiye, please sit. Then he took water and he washed Narad Muni's feet, he sprinkled on his head, everybody's head. And then the king, he sat at the foot of his own throne. And he said, any seva, Maharaj? Any service for me? And Narad Muni said, yes, do you have any issue? Do you have any child? Yes, Maharaj, I have one son. One son? Ha, Maharaj, I have one son. One son? Ha, Maharaj. One son? Ha, Maharaj. All right, you bring him. So they brought Sri Rama before Narad Muni. He gave so many blessings. He told, this is a very dear friend of Lord Krishna. You have to take very nice care of him. And he gave all his blessings on Sri Rama. Then he got up to leave. When he got to the door, then Brisabhanu, he saw there's some unhappiness in Narad Muni's face. Prabhupada said, "Ek face is the index of the mind." He said, Taro, Maharaj, wait. Kya? Tune jhoot bola? You told a lie? Arey Maharaj, I have one daughter, but she's blind. I was feeling ashamed to show her to you. You have daughter. I'm Narad Muni. He went back, sat down on the throne. No, you bring that one. So then they brought Srimati Radharani before Narad Muni. He knows who this is. He was just swimming in the ocean of transcendental bliss. For a long time, he was unable to even move. He was just lost in the ocean of transcendental bliss. Then he told, "I know how to cure this blindness." Because Narad Muni, he's a very clever fellow. Watch what he does. You have to make a feast, and you have to make this and this and this. He made a big, long list of complicated preparations, not simple preparations. You'll have to go to the market, you'll have to go to the bazaar, you'll have to go to the fields to collect all these ingredients. And then you invite Nanda and Yasoda here, and feed them. Then this blindness will be cured. Everybody looked at this long list, so complicated preparations. They immediately ran hither and thither to the bazaar, through the fields, to the market, to collect everything. So see how clever Narad Muni is? Now he's alone with Srimati Radharani. Then he began to pray so many beautiful prayers before Srimati Radharani. So wonderful glorification. Then little Radharani, she smiled and she said, "What is it you desire?" And Narad Muni said, "Bas, I want to see that beautiful Kishori Roop. That 13, 14 year old form of yours." So then Radharani, before the eyes of Narad Muni, she manifested that beautiful Kishori Roop. All the Astasakhis appeared in their Kishori Roops. Now Narad Muni was drowning in the ocean of transcendental bliss. He was just lost in ecstasy. Then he paid his obeisances and went on his way. Radhika Raman, 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 Radhika Raman. So meanwhile, the cooking started, the messenger called Nanda and Yasoda. They came there, Mother Yasoda had Krishna under her arm. And they came and they saw the beautiful girl. And they thought, "Oh, she's so beautiful, it doesn't matter that she's blind. She's so exquisitely beautiful. So soft and golden and so exquisitely beautiful." So then Yasoda and Kirtita, they sat down to do their gossipings. And Nanda Baba and Brisabhanu sat down to shoot the breeze. Meanwhile, Krishna, he began crawling here and there. He saw this beautiful basket with this black blanket, Kali Kamri. That's for another story, another day story. Kali Kamri was there, black blanket, coming out each end. He crawled over there to that basket. He grabbed the edge and he poked his head up to see what's inside. Now you've seen how Mother Yasoda, with chandan and kesar and kapoor, camphor and saffron, she paints little paintings on Krishna's face. That divine fragrance entered into the sesame flower nose of Srimati Radharani. Our Goswami has always described Radharani's nose just as beautiful as a sesame flower. One year on Braj Prikrama, we walked through the sesame flower field and I picked one flower and I looked at it. It's a very light color, but it certainly didn't look like a nose. But anyway, that's what they say. The next year I just looked at the flower hanging on the bush. You know, don't look at it like this, you look at it like this. One petal comes down and goes boop, like that, little boop, like that. Then two petals come on the side, boop, like that. You see it hanging, looks just like a little nose. So that divine fragrance entered into the beautiful sesame flower-like nose of Srimati Radhika. Now she knows, Brijendasund and Shyam Sundars. Oh, we forgot one part, we're so much ecstasy. Because we didn't explain why Radharani was blind. For that explanation, we have to go all the way up to the Goloka. One day in the Goloka, Krishna Chandra told Radha, that now is the end of Dwapar Yuga on the earth. We will go there and display our transcendental pastimes. And Radharani said, I don't want to go to that deep, dark, nasty material world. Or no one is chanting your glories. Everyone is engaged in sense gratification, so many simple activities. There's no Vrindavan, there's no Jamuna, there's no Giriraj. Mahamira Mande Lakti, I will not feel happy in such a place. And Krishna Chandra said, hey Radha, just see. Vrindavan has already gone, Jamuna has already gone, Giriraj has already gone, and Radharani looked and shining on the face of this earth with this beautiful Brajadam. And cutting through like a beautiful blue ribbon was this Jamuna. And standing very tall and proud was this Giriraj. Because this Brajadam is not different from that Golok. Don't think it is ordinary place. So Radharani saw that and she said, all right, I will go there, but I don't want to see anything or anyone until I can see your Mukachandra, your moon-like face. So now Radharani knows that moon-like face is just in front of her face. And Prabodhananda Saraswati, he describes that if Radharani just gives a little kataksh, kataksh means sidelong glance, she can't look directly at Krishna. I think it's Kalidas, he's got a very beautiful poem that Radharani's singing, that everyone in Gokul is seeing the face of Nanda Nandan with two eyes. Everybody's seeing him walking along the lanes of Gokul with two eyes. But myself, I have to keep one eye on my superiors. Half of the other eye, I have to keep on my Nindakarni Walon, Cooper. I have to keep half of one eye on those people who will criticize me. So one half of one eye, I can get little glance, kataksh, of Krishna. One half of one eye, one quarter offense I'm making. But I'm getting five times danda, five times punishment. Cupid is shooting his five arrows, sound, touch, smell, and like that, taste, is five arrows in my heart. But that tiny little... So kataksh means just a little sidelong glance. So just from a sidelong glance, Prabodhananda Saraswati describes Krishna mukut, it falls from his head, his flute slips from his hand, his chatur falls off his arms, and he doesn't even notice. Just from a sidelong glance. So now you try to understand Radha and Krishna are face to face, amne samne. Suddenly Radharani opened her beautiful lotus petal eyes. And she was staring with so much love into the eyes of Sri Krishna. So much love was going between those eyes. So much love was going between those eyes. So much love was going between those eyes. It's so thick, you can almost put your finger and taste it. And both of the children began to laugh. When the children laughed, the parents' minds were distracted. They ran there and they saw the Radharani's beautiful lotus petal eyes. We're wide open, seeing the beautiful lotus petal eyes of Sri Krishna. And they wondered, how clever is this Narad Muni? He cured this blindness. So they had come for lunch, right? So lunch means noontime. So what time do we have to fast till today? Noontime, huh? Radharani is very soft and sweet. Only half day. This Krishna Chandra, all the way to the midnight. He's very hard fellow. But our Radharani is Karun Mai. She's very compassionate. Only half day fast we have to do. So this is wonderful Leela of Radharani's appearance. It's described in Bhati Ratnakar that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this place, Raval, he passed 3 days there. And Narhari Sarkar, the author, he says, I have no words to describe the ecstasy that Mahaprabhu felt in that place. I have no words to describe that ecstasy. So in that place, Mahaprabhu spent 3 days relishing the most confidential pastimes, relishing his mind, most heart, most wonderful pastimes. So it's a very special place, this Raval. Not much development is there. Some of the temple was just a little broken down place. on the 500th anniversary, there was one devotee, Vishnu Yasa, I think he was from Germany. He painted the inside of the Darshan Mandap very nicely, and the government did some work. Then this fellow behind us, Danuka, he built beautiful altar, not altar, but you know, put nice marble. And later he put all marble all over the dome, and all around the temple, and somebody else made nice big walls. Now somebody made a brand new altar three Radhastamis ago. Now the Darshan Mandap, they put beautiful carved marble. Around the temple, not much development, but that place is, temple has become very sweet. And on the roof of that temple, you can look down and see that lake where Radharani appeared in the Jamuna. And you'll see a very interesting tree coming out of the dome, a tree growing from the dome. This is a very famous tree in Braj called Kareel. No leaf, only sharp thorns and green twigs. And right now, this season, if you go, you will see sprays and sprays of reddish-orange flowers. Looks like a fountain of reddish-orange flowers. The pujari told that 550 years ago, his ancestors found the deity under that tree. But when they put the marble, the contractor, he just chopped it off. But behind the marble, it grew up behind the marble and popped out at the just below the dome. It's growing very luxuriously, very mystically. So, requested by His Holiness Radharama Maharaj, we'll speak something about Java Leela. This is very confidential, but these Leelas are described by our great Acharya, Srila Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur. You all know Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur. Every morning we sing his song. What is that? Somebody says sansara prayers. But sansara means this blazing fire of material existence. We don't want to pray to sansara. This is Gur Vastikam, 8 prayers to the spiritual master to save us from sansara. Don't say sansara prayers. This is Gur Vastikam. So he has described many wonderful pastimes there. So we have a few minutes before they set up for Abhishek. So, one time, Mother Yasoda was packing all kinds of wonderful things in a box. Silks and satins and gold and silver and pearls and rubies, diamonds, so many wonderful things. And Krishna came and said, Maya, are you packing all of these things for me? He said, no, Lala, this is not for you. Then it's for Baldao? It's for Baldao? No, it's not for Baldao. Then who else is pulling your heartstrings besides me and Baldao? And she said, Lala, there's a very, very beautiful girl here in Braj. And she has completely captured my heart. And her husband, Abhimanyu, has come just now talking to your Nanda Baba. So I'm packing all these things in this box for him to take back to Javat. Just then, Dhanista came and said, oh Maya, Rangan and Tankan are here. The jewelers are here to take the measurements and designs for Krishna Baldao's jewelry. So Mother Yasoda shut the box with a big brass key. She locked it and she placed it on top of the box and she went outside. Krishna took that key, he unlocked the box. He took everything out and gave it to Dhanista. So you go by the back way to Javat. And he climbed inside and he told Sri Rama, you lock it and put the key back like it was before. So then Yasoda, she called Abhimanyu after he was finished talking to Baba, Nanda Baba, and she said, I have packed diamonds and rubies and jewels and silks and satins, a guru and sandalwood, so many things in this box. And this is my order. This is for your good wife and this is my order. Sandesh means order. She says, Sandesha Twaya Twayi Madakshi Sukade. Aksha means eyes. Madakshi Sukade. Who gives pleasure to my eyes? Sri Kirti da Kirtide. Kirti means glories. So she gives glory to Kirtida. Radhe. Presita Petik Antara Gaten Ati Ujala Jyotisa. There's a very shining jewel inside this box. Vago Chatita Mandanena Nitaram Todbalave Masputam. From Sringaravati Sarabhava Chiranjivati Sambhogyaha. And I want you to enjoy the contents of this box to your full satisfaction. So the servants, they put that box on Abhimanyu's head, and he started back toward Javad, about 4 kilometers away. So he must have been very tired by the time he reached Javad, huh? If you were carrying a box full of concentrated eternity, bliss and knowledge, would you feel tired? He was dancing the jig by the time he got to Javad. The servant boy, they took that box off his head. And he told, Mother, I got up under a very wonderful star today. I've become wealthy. Jewels and diamonds and rubies and wonderful things Mother Yasoda has put in this box for my wife. And she gave this wonderful order that Radharani should enjoy the content of this box to her full satisfaction. So Mother Jatila said, you take this box to her room right now and place it on a table so she can easily open it. And you tell her that it is the order of her mother-in-law to follow the order of Mother Yasoda and enjoy the content of this box to her full satisfaction. So, Abhimanyu, he picked up that box. Radharani and all her sakis are sitting in her room. They're all bored because they're stuck in Javad. From the corner of the corner of the corner, the lotus petal eyes, you see Abhimanyu's coming. Ew, it's him. But from the corner of the corner of their lotus eyes, they see this wonderful box. So he places on the table, this is a gift from Mother Yasoda, and she has ordered that you enjoy the contents of this box to your full satisfaction, and that order has been repeated by your mother-in-law, so you enjoy the contents of this box to your full satisfaction. Abhimanyula. Now a whole bunch of little girls are there. A strange, wonderful box has come. You can just imagine all these little girls. As soon as Abhimanyu's out the door, they're all around that box. And Radharani, she opens up the box, and out pops Shyamasundara. And little Saki says, oh, what wonderful day is this? And what wonderful order is this? And that order has been repeated by your mother-in-law. I think we should all make ourselves scarce. And she and all the other sakis move out of the room so Radharani can enjoy the contents of this box to her full satisfaction. So what time is Abhishek? 15 minutes. Oh my goodness. To help you understand Jatila and Kutila, because we should never feel bad about them. They exist only to make Radha and Krishna's pastimes more ecstatic. Just like in Hindi we say the stolen mango tastes sweeter. Because in India everybody has mango tree in his backyard. But if you sneak in somebody else's and you get that mango, that's much better. One time we brought the Gurukul boys there just before Diwali. And I was trying to think how they can understand this deep philosophy that we just described in the beginning of the class. So I said, just like Diwali, we'll all run on top of the roof and we'll shoot off fireworks and bombs and fountains and sparklers, and that's a lot of fun. They go, yeah, that's a lot of fun. But if you sneak down the hall and put a bomb outside your teacher's door, that's much more fun. And all the teachers went, woo! And all the boys went, yeah! So they exist just to make Radha and Krishna's pastimes more joyful. Just to increase the ras ulas. And to understand Jatila, you've probably been in India long enough to see some sadhu with his hair all twisted and turned like this on top of his head. With mud and tree sap and everything. And all the girls, they always go like this. But I tell you one thing, I went to Indradu Naswami's Woodstock Festival. And I guess I've been in Braj for too long. I got big shock. There I saw even girls with hair like this. What are they called? Dreadlocks. So anyway, in Hindi, that we call Jata. So now you can understand Jatila. Her brain is all twisted and turned like that. Jatila. And Kutila. Ku means crooked. So her brain is also crooked. Kutila. So one time, Mother Jatila, she told Kutila that we simply have to stop Radharani from leaving the house because everybody's talking about her and this rascal lumpet incumbent Sri Krishna. So the only way to stop all these rumors is we'll not let her out of the house. And Kutila says, but Mata, by the power of Durvasa Rishi's mantra, blessing, she cooks for Sri Krishna, and therefore he's free from any disease. And Chatila said, but whoever heard of a married woman going to another man's house to cook? It's simply not heard of. But Mother Yasoda will die. Well, then you simply tell her that just as she loves her wonderful Lala, we love our wonderful daughter-in-law, Srimati Radhika. And if she wants Radha to cook, then she'll stay here and cook, and she can send Anisa to pick up the food. So Kutila, with a heavy heart, she went and she told Mother Yasoda. Mother Yasoda fainted. When she came to, she fainted again. But she saw the resolve of Jatila, so she surrendered to the fact. So next day, now Radharani, she's stuck in the deep, dark, dingy dungeon of Javad. She can't leave. It's just like a deep, dark, dingy dungeon. I don't know how the translators are going to translate that, but anyway. She's just barely breathing, her eyes just staring into space, no color in her face. And Dhanista appeared and said, quick, Radharani has to cook, because Mother Rohini cooked today and Krishna just nibbled, so Mother Yasoda's afraid that he's going to become sick. You have to tell Radharani to cook. He said, just see. And Dhanista saw the position of Radharani, and she went there in her ears. He said, just see, your Shamsundar standing in front of your eyes right now. As soon as Shamsundar sound came in her ears, she woke up. He said, quick, you have to cook for Krishna, because Rohini cooked, but Krishna only ate a little bit. And Radharani said, I will cook four times what I usually cook. And so happy, she went into the kitchen, and in front of so many stoves, so many chulas are there, not a bead of perspiration is coming in her hair. And we're just sitting here under the fan, still so much perspiration coming. And in front of fire, so many fires, no bead of perspiration. This is Prema Vaichitya, the wonderful Prema of Radharani. That thing that is cold has become hot, and that thing that is hot has become cold. Because she was so much in the fire of Birha Agni 2 minutes before that all the kuns dried up. The flower petals and sandalwood paste they put on her bed to cool her off turned into ashes. And now she's sitting in the fire and feeling cool because she's cooking for her beloved. And they began to speak. Psst, 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 psst. So Dhanista took that food off to Nandagam. In the afternoon, suddenly Lalita Sakhi comes running into Mother Jatila's room. Oh, Mata, the most horrible thing has happened. There was a snake with a jewel in the garden in the courtyard. And Radharani didn't see the snake. She only saw the jewel and she went to take the jewel. And the snake bit her and she's going to die. And she began rolling on the ground. And Jatila came running, and in the courtyard, in the corner of the courtyard, Radharani is barely breathing, no color in her face. And Jatila tells Kutila, quick, go get the mantra doctor. We have to save Radharani. And Radharani says, don't bring any male doctor here. But this emergency, we have to bring a doctor. You're going to die. You're always talking about me and other men. So if you bring any male doctor here, I refuse to see him. And so, what now? What are we going to do? And somebody said, well, there's somebody here in Braj. Just by the touch of his feet, this Kaliya was, just by his glance rather, all the cowherd boys were freed from the effects of the poison of Kaliya. And Radharani said, if you bring that person who causes me so much shame and pain in my heart, if you bring that person here, you will be the enemy for the rest of my life. I will give up my life on my own right now. But where are we going to find a female mantra doctor? And somebody said, what about Gargi? She's the niece of Gargacharya, so they all ran to Gargi. Do you know the mantras for snake bite? I don't know. But my sister might know. My cousin's sister might know. Because today, Vidyavali, she was married in a very aristocratic family in Kashi, in Benares. And just today, yesterday, she came to visit her father in Mathura. And today, she's come to visit me. Quick, they all run. And there's this very beautiful cousin sister of Gargi, very beautiful blackish cousin sister of Gargi, named Vidyavali. He said, yes, I know those mantras, but I've heard about this Radha and this Krishna. I couldn't get involved in this scandalous situation. My mother And father married me in a very aristocratic Brahmin family. My name got mixed up with this. My father-in-law won't let me back in the house. And then my father won't accept me back either. Then what will I do? And Lalita Sakhi says, Bijavali, by staying with those Mayavadis in Kashi, your heart has become very hard. You can't understand the plea of the Brijbasis. If Radharani dies, all the Brijbasis will die. Oh, since you put it like that, I guess I should go. But there's one other fear. I've heard this fellow has no respect for the Brahmin caste. And he wanders throughout Braj with his lustful eyes looking over all the girls of Braj. If he so much as glanced at me, I will simply die. No, no, we'll carry big sticks. We'll surround you. He won't be able to come near. So then Bijavali went there. They took Bijavali there. And she began to massage the lotus feet of Radharani. To the ankles, to the calves, to the thighs, to the belly, finally to the heart. He says, the poison has risen to the heart, but it hasn't gotten to the brain. But it's very dangerous poison. I know one mantra and one process my father taught me. I hope you don't mind. It's a little strange. I have to chew betel and chant mantras, and then that chew betel I will transfer from my mouth to the mouth of your daughter-in-law. Is that okay? Well, it sounds a little strange, but anything, after all, we're Vaishyas, we always accept the Mahaprasad of the Brahmins. Do anything to save our daughter-in-law. So then she chanted all these mantras and chewed betel, and she put her mouth over Radharani's mouth, transferred the betel. Radharani's eyes fluttered, but she didn't come back to consciousness. Now I know this is a very dangerous snake. And I know one mantra that my father taught me, that it takes 3 hours to chant that mantra with complete concentration. If I'm distracted at any point, I have to start over, then your daughter-in-law is going to die. So you all get out of this room. Don't even come down the hallway. Don't even come near the door. And Bijavali shoos everyone out and locks the door. So now you've understood who Bijavali is. For 3 hours, nobody's going to bother them. So after 3 hours, they come to the hallway. After 3 hours and 5 minutes, they start down the hall. 3 hours and 15 minutes, they're outside the door. And they hear Bijavali. Oh, snake! I have called you by the power of my mantra. Who are you and where did you come from? He said, I am coming from Kailas, from my master, Lord Shiva. And why have you bitten this poor innocent girl? Actually, I came to punish Jatila because she has insulted Durvas Rishi, who's the partial expansion of my master Lord Shiva, by stopping Radharani from coming to cook for Sri Krishna and talking ill of Sri Krishna, who's very dear to my master. Then why did you bite Radharani? Why didn't you bite Jatila? If I bite Jatila, she will only suffer for a little time. I actually came to bite Abhimanyu, but knowing that Radharani is the life of Abhimanyu, I have bitten her. And when she dies, Abhimanyu will die and Jatila will suffer like anything. But isn't there any way you can take back this poison? If this Jatila promises never to speak ill of Sri Krishna or stop Radharani from going to cook for him, then I can take my poison and return to Kailash. Yes, yes, outside the door. He said, yes, yes. I'll take her there personally to Dandagam to cook for Krishna. I will bow down at her feet 1,000 times. I will never speak bad about Krishna. Actually, it's just, I know it's actually Sridham dressed up like Radharani and he goes near Krishna, but I'm so senile. I really believe it's true. And this Kutila, she has no brain. You please forgive us. Please take back the poison. Okay, I'm taking my poison and returning to Kailas to my master, Lord Shiva. But if ever I hear that she has stopped Radha from cooking for Sri Krishna or spoken ill of Krishna, I will return and bite both Abhimanyu and Radha, and this Jatila will suffer miserably for the rest of her miserable life. So I'm returning. So then they open the door. Radharani has very bright face, red cheeks. 3 hours she had free time with Krishna.
And Radharani and Jatila says, you please embrace this Vidyavali.